The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries Incorporated.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know His sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word and 2022. Now, there's something I need to tell you right off the bat, and that is that this program is being recorded on New Year's Eve, and so you may hear some fireworks in the background, may hear some pops and bangs and noises. Not much I can do about that. I don't have like a soundproof studio, so some of those sounds may get through, and it's not like I can go out and tell them to stop, so just bear with us. It may not be too bad. We'll see how it goes. So today, we're going to be in Psalm 73. And if you have a Bible, have access to a Bible, I invite you to join us today as we consider His Word. Hope you're having a great start to a new year. We're doing great here on the reservation. I know that in many places, the virus is getting worse, and it seems like the cases are increasing. But just hang in there. God has a plan, and I believe it will soon be all over. So we're looking forward to a new year, 2022. And I hope you're looking forward. I hope you're having a great start to a new year. Now, I want to let you know, we do still have the calendars. We have the little magnetic calendars that we're sending out. We've been sending them out all through December, and we're going to keep them going for a while. If you'd like to have one of these, this is just a little magnetic calendar that you can put on a refrigerator or a file cabinet. I keep mine on a file cabinet in my office, and we'd love to send one to you. All you've got to do is write to us. They're absolutely free, and there's several ways you can contact us. One way is through the website, and just click on the link that says contact us. Now, the website is considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org. And so you go there, click on the link that says contact us, and you can write us a note that way. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com, or you can write to us. In fact, most of the requests we get are people who just simply send us a note in the mail. So our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, and the zip is 33440. And we look forward to hearing from you. We'll get these calendars out to you just as quick as we can. In Psalm 73, how's your new year going? I hope you're getting a great start to a new year. I want you to notice a verse of Scripture here that I've been thinking about and thinking about in the new year. You know, at this time of year, you hear a lot about resolutions and people making resolutions of all kinds. I quit making resolutions a long time ago. In fact, rather than resolutions, I decided I would make commitments to the Lord. And I have some commitments that I'm working on and some commitments that I'm thinking about and some that I'm doing every year. I reevaluate several things. I reevaluate how I do my journal. So I keep a journal every day, and I reevaluate how I read the Scripture and how I'm going to do my devotional time. And every year I go through this and this little evaluation of how I'm going to walk with the Lord this year. And I do have a new plan for this year. And it involves several devotionals and several books and several chapters and verses of Scripture. Last year, I read through the New Testament twice, and that was a blessing. It's always a blessing to be in the Word of God. And I always tell people, and I mentioned this last week, but I'm going to mention it again. There's three things that I think are important when you begin to evaluate what you're going to do. The first thing is to find a plan. There are so many devotional books and so many Scripture guidelines for maybe reading the Bible through a year. And they're out there. You just have to find them. I'll tell you, the internet is full of them. A lot of the Bible apps now have them, where they have the devotionals right into Bible apps. So find a plan and stick with that plan. Secondly, is to find a place. Maybe it's your favorite chair, or maybe it's out on the front porch, or I know some that go to a coffee shop, and they're in that coffee shop. They have their devotions every day. So find a place. And then thirdly, have a purpose. Why are you doing this? Are you doing it to be closer to the Lord? I hope so. Are you doing it to grow in the Lord? That's a great purpose. Are you doing it just to learn more about the Lord and His Word? So don't just randomly try to read through the Scripture. Have a plan, have a place, and remember what your purpose is. Now, I want to read Psalm 73. I'm going to start in verse 25, where the Bible says, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." I want you to notice particularly verse 28, where the psalmist says, "But it is good for me to draw near to the Lord." And I hope that one of your commitments for this year is to draw nearer to God than you have ever been before. And I know many people make resolutions. Most are to improve ourselves in some way, to stop some things that need to be stopped, bad habits, or maybe eating certain foods, or maybe it's too much TV or too much internet, something you need to stop. Or maybe that commitment is something you need to start. You know, I know many start a new diet, or they start a new exercise program, or they start something like that. Make a commitment to be in church every Sunday this year. You can do that. And make a commitment to what we were just talking about, being in the Scripture every day and spending that time with God every day, reading the Bible, calling out to Him, praying to Him. All of these are good things. And most of them are good for us in some way. But the Bible says it's good for me to draw near to God. Why? Why is it good to draw near to God? Why should I? I believe, first of all, that it's good to draw near to God because He's my creator. He made me. Psalm 100 verse 3 says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." One of my favorite verses of Scripture, Psalm 139:14. "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." So it's good to draw near to God because He made us. So why is that important? You see, He knows of you. He knows us. He knows me. And God knows you probably better than you realize. God knows how you think because He made you to think that way. God knows how you think. God knows how your habits. God knows your ways. God knows everything about you. He knows everything that you go through. He knows every hard time that you have. He knows about your anxieties. He knows about your fears. He knows about your ambitions. Are they according to His will? You know, God knows exactly what we need and when we need it. The Bible says that he knows our needs even before we ask him. And so we call upon him and draw near him because he made us and he knows us. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Now, another reason I believe it's important and it's good for me to draw near to God is because he loves me most. Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And you know, he will never stop loving us. There's never a point where God will say, I don't love you anymore. Now, that happens in this world. That happens in relationships. It's sad. And how many songs have been written because someone said, I don't love you anymore. But God will never say that for you. His love was demonstrated to us in the death of his son on the cross. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, even in our sinful state, Jesus still died for us because God loved us so much. How many verses of Scripture tell us about God and his love for us? We are to share that love and to spread that love. You find in John, and 1 John 3 and verse 1, John knew Jesus. John spent at least 3.5 years with Jesus. He was one of the first disciples. And he said this about the love. He said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. What manner of love is this? It's like it was beyond his comprehension. And again, John said, 1 John 4:10, in this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be, hang on, the propitiation for our sins. It's the atoning sacrifice. He sacrificed his son because he loved you. Nobody loves you more than he does. Nobody loves you more deeply than he does. And so it's good to draw near to him because he made us and because he loves us. Now, we're not done. I have some more I need to tell you, but we're going to have to do it next week because our time is gone for today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.
The preceding program was sponsored by its listeners through Consider His Word Ministries, Incorporated.